Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day. Here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about the reward that a person gets when he makes an intention to do good. Right? A lot of people, you know, they're sincere in their intentions. They want to do good. They want to be good. They want to be good people. They want to do good things. But unfortunately, a lot of times they're unsuccessful in their efforts to do so. Like, let's say, for example, a lot of us have, and this has happened to many of us, like, for example, let's say that somebody makes the intention to wake up to perform the morning prayer, the Fajr prayers. Unfortunately, for some reason, let's say that he forgot to set the alarm, or, you know, he told his friend to wake him up for prayer, but that person didn't. And, you know, he wasn't able to perform the morning prayers. Right. So in this beautiful hadith, the Imam, alayhi salam, he elucidates, you know, what happens to such a person. Imam says, when Allah Almighty knows the good intention of someone, He encompasses him with protection from sins. Right? Which means that this could mean one of two things. Like, let's say that a person, he makes the intention, he intends not to do sin. He doesn't want to sin anymore. Right? So God helps this person and He protects him from sinning. It could also mean that, you know, like in the case of that person who made that intention to perform the morning prayer but wasn't able to, God won't consider this a sin, right? That a person had done. Echoing the same theme, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "We left two groups of people in Medina." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he exited Medina with a group of people, a military regiment going somewhere for jihad or whatever. But some people were left behind in Medina, right? But these people, they had a good intention. They wanted to come, but for whatever reason, they weren't able to come go with the Prophet to Medina. The Prophet said that it's okay. These people weren't able to come, but they got the reward, the same reward that you did by coming with us. He said, "We left groups of people in Medina. While there was no valley we crossed, nor heights we climbed, nor hills we descended, without them being with us." They said, "How can they be with us when they did not witness any of this? They didn't come with us, so how could they participate with us and get the reward that we did?" He said, "Because of their intentions, niyatuhum." Their intentions were, they wanted to come with us and they intended to come with us, but they couldn't, so Allah gave them the same reward. In the same way, the Prophet said the following to Abu Zar. Abu Zar, his famous companion, he said, "Intend to do good, even if you do not manage to do it, so that you are not written among the inattentive." Right. So just by intending to do good, God will, He will not write us with the ghafilin, the inattentive. Rather, He will. He will consider us and count us and enumerate us from amongst those who were attentive and who were vigilant. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reward of an intention to do good in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.